Hello, everyone, and welcome to another very special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. It's special because we're not going anywhere. The only things moving are the hot takes coming out of EA Play 2019. So far, we have recorded Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which both John and I and Evan and James and Linda are all in for. We talked about Madden, that me and John are mostly in for because we're always in for it.
Right.
And now we're going to talk about FIFA. Now, you and I were chosen to do FIFA because we are the people who care about FIFA the most in the general vicinity, which is to say no one else really cares at all. But I think it's an important part of the game. In the world, yes. FIFA is a very important game.
Yes.
In the United States, not so much.
It is the Madden for the rest of the world.
It's the Madden for literally everyone else. This game makes billions of dollars. And a lot of the subtle changes that they make every year make, like, all of Europe go insane. But they made some additions here that they didn't show us, but they told us a lot about.
It was Theater of the Mind.
Theater of the Mind. This was like LARPing.
We should have known based on the preview trailer that dropped early this morning that it would be Theater of the Mind because it was just an epilepsy-inducing seizure trailer of not gameplay.
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures of people playing soccer. Now, what they added... obviously there's going to be the Premier League and the World Cup and all, you know, they have those things. That's never going to go away. It doesn't sound like there's going to be any, more of the story mode, which is kind of disappointing. But they are adding, it's called what?
Volta Football.
Volta Football, which more or less is indoor street soccer. Correct. In a cage or on a roof in Tokyo, which I'm super interested in. And so it's basically bringing back FIFA Street.
It's pickup soccer is what they're marketing it as. It's how most of the world learns how to play soccer. You just pick up a ball and you go play soccer with your friends.
Or with everyone, because that's just what everyone does.
Everyone, correct.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they showed us, you know, a bunch of people in various, you know, somewhat diverse locales. Playing pickup soccer, 3v3, 4v4, 5v5, with goalies, without goalies.
Co-ed,
which I mean, that makes sense because that is how it is, and, you know, especially in unorganized play.
And they did confirm you will be able to create male and female characters.
Which is awesome because basically this is a separate game mode where you make a character and you probably will play through challenges, through games online, earn points that you can use as currency to buy new stuff, new appearances,
improve
your stats. I'm guessing that that's how it works. We don't know because they didn't tell us, but I'm guessing that's how it works. What I really appreciated about it is the ability to use the wall as an expression of yourself. So, like, an extension of yourself, rather. So you can, like, kick the ball off the wall to yourself. And that just sounds like watching it will be so fascinating. I'm going to be terrible. But I want to try because it sounds like this might be the closest to, like, arcade soccer we're going to get. You know, like old school, like SNES soccer games where it was just like, bam, 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 bam. You're playing, it's like 20 to 35. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so hot take alert. I don't think it will be.
You think it's going to be a sim?
Yes, because that is on brand for FIFA.
Man. I mean, you're probably right.
And everything they talked about, and they talked a lot, was how they were making it more one-on-one, user-based, make it more realistic and more user skill needed.
It was really interesting about some of that language because they did have one of the producers come out and talk to a guy named Golden Boy. We'll put a pin in that because he's actually a fighting game community announcer in a lot of cases, and it really felt like they were describing a fighting game. One-on-one, personal tactics matter, less assist from the computer.
Right.
And it really felt like they were making it more like a fighting game. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. It's just very different. And anytime you put two players against each other and make it, you know, take away the assist, it almost takes away the team aspect. I don't know.
And usually makes it more difficult for the recreational player.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely concerned for my ability to pick this up and play. I mean, I'm terrible at games, but I like to, you know, be able to play FIFA on easy. Here's what happens. I play FIFA on easy, and I just roll, right? And then I turn it up to normal, and then I get destroyed. So, I mean, I think I'm just going to keep playing it on easy when I play this one. I'm interested to see what it comes out to. No matter what, it's absolutely gorgeous. I love to see, I want to see the costuming options and the character creation.
Yeah, no, that it sounds like it'll be fun to play. I mean, I would never say it's not going to be fun to play. It'll be fun to play. It'll be great to look at because, again, as with most EA Sports games, they're great to look at. They do a good job of it.
Yeah, this one confused your wife also. In this case, it was a little bit more earned because the few times they showed gameplay, it was probably like 3% gameplay, the rest of the time actual people playing, and your wife was expecting the opposite, so it really threw her off.
And I don't even know if it was gameplay. It could have just been cutscenes. I don't know.
I mean, I would presume that it was gameplay, but you're right. It could have been pre-rendered. It's tough to say. So when is this game coming out?
That comes out on September 27th. But it will be available on EA Access on the 19th.
Which, important to note, EA Access is coming to PlayStation before that. So if you have a PlayStation, EA Access is a great value. Okay, so that's our hot takes about FIFA 20. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Go ahead and share them in our community, send us a message, etc. You have yourself a great day, and we will talk to you soon. With the next hot takes about another game. I just don't know which one we're doing next, and probably no more today. So you guys have a great day. Bye now.